we pray. Lord, on this night, we come to remember, we come to reflect, we come because our sin is great, our need is there, and in you we have life and salvation. Lead us to focus on this day so many years ago, on which you placed yourself upon the cross, in order that we might have life in his name. This we ask in Jesus Christ. Amen. We come to Golgotha, Aramaic for place of the skull. And as you come to worship tonight, I must warn you, what we want to talk about is R-rated. It involves brutality, violence, and yes, even nudity. Golgotha was a place where Roman soldiers systematically mauled and maimed people. When they were done, they just threw them away. This was Jerusalem's dump. Most of us grew up with a little different perspective of Good Friday because it had always been watered down or whitewashed to some degree until we had to face the movie Passion of the Christ. A movie that left us uneasy. A movie that seemed violent, suffering, pain. Yes, as we come to Golgotha, Rome had a name for this place in Latin, Morus Terpissima Crucis, the utterly vile death of the cross. Violence, bloodshed, nudity prevailed. Scorching, beating, stripped, nails were all there. Indecent exposure. But we must go back to the night before in the garden. As our Lord prayed there in the garden, we are told that drops of blood were on his forehead. The medical condition for this is called hematohidrosis. Hematohidrosis happens when people have psychological stress off the charts. Hematohidrosis makes skin extremely sensitive to the touch. Why do I bring that up? Roman soldiers whipped our Lord. Whips braided with spikes woven into them. The Latin for this is flagrum. And when the flagrum would strike the flesh, spikes would either cause deep bruises or lacerations. The whoop would have gone all the way from the shoulders down the back to the buttocks and yes, even to the lower legs. Do you get a picture? How R-rated that must have been. Rome had crucifixion down to a science. Historians tell us that between Pompey's defeat of the Jews in 69 B.C. until the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 A.D., it is estimated that 350,000 Jews suffered crucifixion. Historians also tell us that when you were crucified, it was a very long and painful death. Oftentimes, 72 hours on the cross. Now, when you consider on this Good Friday, our Lord lasted 6 hours, you can begin to imagine what kind of pain, what kind of suffering, and what he was going through already, that within 6 hours, he dies. Brutal was our Lord's crucifixion. So tonight, we reflect on that tenebrae, that service of darkness. We focus on our Lord's words from the cross. And that darkness that would surround that crucifixion for 6 hours. Yes, Christ hung in the darkness, and you and I walk in the light. Christ was cursed, and you and I are blessed by that cursing. Christ was forsaken, and we do not need to be forsaken. Christ died, and we live. Christ was bound, and we are free. And you see, when I said tonight's sermon is R-rated, there are also other R's that come to mind. When you think about our Lord's crucifixion, yes, it is that you and I have been redeemed. It's more than just bloodshed and violence and nudity. It is about what our Lord has done on our behalf. We have been reconciled to our Heavenly Father through the sacrifice of His only Son, a gift from God to you and me. We are renewed through His suffering, death. We are given new life. And we are a resurrected people because He is raised. We too share in His resurrection. Redeemed, Christ paid for you and me. He gave His life as a ransom for each one of us. And so, yes, R-rated, violence, bloodshed, and nudity. But as Christians, we also need to focus on those other R words: redeemed, reconciled, renewed, and resurrection. And so we come to the journey to the cross. We hear those words once again. And as that cross is being brought forward tonight, I want you to listen to those words from that cross. Think about how you have been redeemed, reconciled, renewed, and you live in the power of the resurrection.